We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Let freedom ring, let the white doves sing, let the whole world know that today is the day of a reckoning.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you that you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Sarah Hart Weir earned her bachelor's degree from Westminster College in 2004 and her master's degree from Carnegie Mellon University in 2006. She served for many years as the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. As CEO, she oversaw a multi-million dollar nonprofit organization that experienced record growth in community impact and achievement, financial health and viability, and went from a three-star to a four-star charity navigator nonprofit, which included a 100% transparency and accountability ranking. In 2020, she came in second in the Republican primary election for Kansas's 3rd Congressional District. And just from my vantage point, we'd do so much better with her instead of Sharice Davids in there. Among other things, she serves as chairwoman of Kansans for term limits, and is co-chairwoman of Maggie's List, the country's leading political action committee specifically focused on electing conservative women to federal public office. Her entrance into the race for Kansas State Treasurer brings the field of Republican candidates running to challenge Democrat Lynn Rogers to four, including State Representative Stephen Johnson, State Senator Karen Tyson, and the conservative economist Michael Austin. Sarah, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, John. Good evening. It's so nice to be with you.
Likewise.
On this Labor Day Eve. Thanks
yes.
for having me on.
My pleasure. Let me tell you that both my Aunt Sarah Jane and my cousin had Downs. And so I thank you for your work with that organization. That's noble work that you did, and so that right there gives you just a little warm spot in my heart, because I have a soft spot for that work that you did. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, John. You know, I didn't realize that you had those really deep two personal connections, and as you know, I grew up with a best friend who happened to have Down syndrome. For the last 20 years, I started working with her 20 years ago this summer. So having those personal connections and, you know, being an advocate every which way makes such an incredible difference. And I love hearing about your personal story.
Well, most people know I'm pro-life. Most people don't mm-hmm. know why I'm pro-life. That's why. And and that's, you know, so now you know. And now my listeners know.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. My personal connection and my personal perspective of having a best friend who happened to have Down syndrome for the last 20 years, but then obviously that went into shaping my career for the last 20 plus years, and obviously serving as the CEO for the National Down Syndrome Society. When you ask somebody who happens to have Down syndrome if their life matters, you know, it's really their opinion and their perspective that matters the most, and that is 100% the reason why I'm pro-life. And throughout my career, have been one of a handful of CEOs that have gone out and taken on countries like Iceland and some of these socialist countries that are trying to eradicate people with Down syndrome. To me, it's just completely wrong. And it's one of the reasons why I have had that personal experience that has shaped my conservative values throughout my life. And thank you for sharing that with your listeners and sharing that with me.
Well, you're welcome. And okay, now let's get to the meat of it. I have to ask, we've already got three Republican candidates in the race. Why are you running, and what makes, I'm sure, you know, you've got the prepared answer, but what makes you a better choice than any of the other three candidates who are already in the race?
Well, John, let's start with why I'm running. I'm really excited over the last couple of weeks to be getting back out there on the campaign trail, announcing my statewide run for Kansas State Treasurer. For the greater part of two decades, I've actually worked across the tax, treasury, and IRS landscape, impacting successful programs that offer private sector options that lead to greater economic self-sufficiency for Americans. I've been a CEO, and not only do I have true leadership experience, but my experience in running a large nonprofit, and thank you, John, for that great introduction, makes me well equipped to run our state's treasury department. And finally, as I often talked about during the last election cycle, really was honored and deeply humbled to lead the effort to get the bipartisan landmark Achieving a Better Life Experience Act passed in 2014, which is what now subsequently state treasurers all around the country lead. I've worked with state treasurers from all across the country, not only to enact ABLE Acts across each state, but I've helped stand up successful programs, including here in Kansas with former state treasurer, now Congressman Ron Estes. These programs are impacting the life of Americans every single day. And as the next state treasurer of Kansas, I hope to be able to do that day in and day out for Kansans all across our great state.
So what do you see as the role of state treasurer, you know, with now Derek Schmidt, with Governor Collier withdrawing from the governor's race? And let me say, I haven't had a chance to address it, but, you know, the governor announced that former governor announced that he has prostate cancer. We wish him all the best. I love Jeff. And I over the weekend announced my endorsement for Derek Schmidt. I think he's a fantastic attorney general. I think he'll make a fantastic governor. But with that race not having a primary, this seems to be, you know, this and the attorney general's race are going to be the two races that have the most Republican primary candidates. I've spoken with each of the other candidates. It seems like all of them want to expand the office in their own ways. I mean, what do you see as the role of state treasurer?
Well, so, John, let me first of all say, obviously, former Governor Collier has just been a tremendous leader and somebody that really has served our great state. My dad is an executive and a researcher at the University of Kansas's Cancer Center, former colleague of Governor Collier's, and my brother is actually moving to your neck of the woods here in the next couple of weeks as a radiation oncologist. So for him to be able to prioritize his health, I think, you know, first and foremost, that just really says a tremendous amount of the type of person Governor Collier and Ruth are in terms of making sure that he's healthy and safe to be back, hopefully, through recovery and public service. But in terms of the question that you asked, you know, the role of Kansas State Treasurer is obviously tremendously an important one. It's traditionally been viewed as a caretaker of our state, but as a young conservative outsider, as a CEO who's never been a career politician, if you will, I really view this as a huge opportunity to be a leader on conservative issues, not only for our party, but for our state. I think as a lot of folks witnessed in my last campaign to defeat Charisse Davis, I never hesitated to push back on her. As you said earlier, John, I think we can do a lot better than Charisse Davis in office and serving our state and our country. I really feel strongly that we need leaders in statewide positions to speak up and speak out against these far left policies, not only coming out of Topeka, but coming out of Washington, D.C. And I see the next state treasurer for Kansas, me in this role, working alongside Governor Derek Schmidt, hopefully, to advance economic programs that impact Kansas. If heaven forbid, Laura Kelly is reelected with me as the next state treasurer, we can use this office to push back and stand up against the liberal agenda in this state. And bottom line, no one in this race right now is better prepared to hit the ground running than somebody like me, who's been a CEO, who's an outsider, and who's a true conservative.
So we were talking with Sarah Hart Weir, one of the four candidates running for Kansas State Treasurer. Sarah, one of the things I do in preparation for these candidate interviews is review social media, your website, things like that, so I can get to know them a little bit more, find out a little bit about your policy positions. In a post on your campaign Facebook page from last month, you championed COVID vaccine incentive programs, and I'm all for encouraging folks who want to get the vaccine to do so. I did want to make sure that you weren't pushing for vaccine mandates, though, because there's a fine line between incentivizing and forcing, and I just wanted to clarify that, because it seemed like I wanted to make sure I gave you the opportunity to clarify that you're not for any kind of a vaccine mandate, though.
Absolutely not. I believe as a conservative in choice, over the last 9 months or so, I've had the honor of advising Republican and conservative governors on their COVID-19 response. I've been very integral into the Missouri team and Governor Parsons' team on the other side of the state line. John, you may or may not know, but my best friend who happened to have Down syndrome over the last 20 years ultimately passed away of COVID and pneumonia earlier this year before she ultimately had access to the vaccine here in the state of Kansas. And as somebody who's really been on the ground as it relates to our COVID-19 response, I've been a firm advocate for choice. And I am not a proponent of mandates whatsoever. And so that is really where, I stand on these issues. It's all about choice and letting the individual decide what's best for themselves and, of course, their family.
I know some of our other core, party platform issues like, the Second Amendment and critical race theory, things like that may not necessarily apply to the state treasurer, obviously. Critical race theory in our schools doesn't necessarily apply to the state treasurer's office, neither does the Second Amendment, but they matter to Republican voters. Where do you stand on those core party platform issues, the meat and taters stuff that primary voters care about?
Well, John, I was very proud in our efforts the last campaign cycle to defeat Charisse Davis. You mentioned I was the primary runner up in our very crowded primary field here on the eastern side of the state. I had a 2A score from the NRA on the Second Amendment. So of course I'm pro Second Amendment, something that's deeply personal and important for our country to defend our Second Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution. You also mentioned critical race theory. I'm a proud product of our Kansas public school system, but I think critical race theory has does not belong in our school system. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, the state treasurer has often been viewed as a caretaker of our Kansas values and our Treasury Department. I think there are opportunities to really dig in deep and have some sort of impact on critical race theory, whether it's auditing our Kansas state schools to make sure that isn't happening day in and day out. So look forward to kind of being a leader on these issues and making sure that has no place, no shape or form in the future of our country.
I do think you're right in that regard. I remember when I served in the legislature, it was nice, you know, and that was when we were in the midst of the lawsuits, you know, with the state and the school district and the courts. And I remember, you know, at a time when Ron Estes, who was the state treasurer at the time, flat out said, look, if they, you know, have to come and arrest me, I'll let them take me before he's not going to write the check. And it may come to that at some point if the courts start getting back to a point where they start mandating how much is spent, because that is the function of the legislature. They have the power of the purse. And you know, ultimately, it may come down to a matter where the state treasurer has to say, no, legislature has that power to appropriate. And it's good to know that we have a state treasurer who will stand with the legislature if necessary. And I think it's nice to hear that you're along those same that same mindset.
Well, and John, right now we have a state treasurer, Laura Kelly, handpicked former lieutenant governor, that we know is in complete opposition of where we are on this issue. And we need somebody, a conservative, a CEO, and a political outsider who's willing to stand up against the far left policies coming out of, again, Topeka and Washington, D.C., that are in complete opposition to where we stand on this issue.
Yeah, Lynn Rogers is a joke. I mean, that's a given. I know you want to be the eventual nominee. I'm sure. Yeah, I've spoken to the other three. They feel the same way. I ask this of all our primary guests when I have them on the air. Should you end up not being the eventual nominee, will you support the eventual Republican nominee, whomever it may be?
100%, John. I think, you know, we've got to continue to wave the party flag and stand behind the rightful winner of our primaries. I did so in the general election here in the 3rd Congressional District to defeat Sharice Davids, 100%. I'm a team player. I'm a former college soccer player. It's really important that we get behind the team and we support the Republican nominee who can beat the Democrat opponent.
Well, Sarah, I wish you the best of luck. It's a crowded field. I think at some point we may need to, you guys, the four of you may need to get in a room and have a scrum or get in a boxing ring and figure out you may need to whittle this down somehow. But if folks want to learn more about you or if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit sarahforkansas.com and they can find you on Twitter at Sarah Hart. That's H-A-R-T Weir, W-E-I-R on Twitter, correct?
That is correct. sarahforkansas.com and all of our Facebook and our Twitter and our Instagram handles are all at Sarah Hart Weir. It's very easy to find us. And of course, you know, no campaign is complete without grassroots volunteers, folks that can go online and donate to sarahforkansas.com. We really need everybody off the sidelines right now. Let's get in the ring and let's defeat Lynn Rogers. Let's defeat Laura Kelly and let's defeat Sharice Davids in the state.
Amen to all of the above. Sarah, best of luck to you, and we'll have to have you back on as the campaign heats up a little bit, all right?
Anytime, John. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday and a happy Labor Day.
You too. Enjoy your holiday weekend. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.